So also we know that in this parasha of Shlach, we read about the very dramatic episode, the very dramatic episode of the Meraglim. And that Moshe Rabbeinu again dispatches the spies all with the correct intentions to try to go ahead and inspire the people, to uplift the people, to really lay the groundwork. You know, we learned a little bit last night, beautiful piece by Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, about how the whole point of the Meraglim was to create his Orus, was to go ahead and create an awakening, was to allow the people to generate spirituality on their own. But of course, it had terrible, terrible repercussions. So we know that one of the things the Meraglim said when they returned back from Canaan is that they said, Moshe Rabbeinu with Klal Yisrael, Eretz Canaan is not good wine because it's an Eretz Ocheles Yosheveha. It's land that consumes its inhabitants. So Rashi HaKadosh says that the reason they said that was why? Because everywhere they were going, there were funerals. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a miracle that there was a plague that went through the land, that there are many people dying, and the reason for this was that the people should be preoccupied with burying the dead and should not even pay any attention ultimately again to these Meraglim in their midst. But the Meraglim didn't see the incredible bracha in this, and instead they just went ahead and they said it's a terrible land that eats its inhabitants. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says, an amazing yisod. He says, you know, the Meraglim were unequivocally correct. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Ocheles Yosheha. It's a land that totally consumes you. It's a land that overtakes you. See, I was saying, a person goes to Florida, and they have a nice time there, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. But what happens? No one says, oh, I need to be a Floridian. Mamish, there's so much pride here. There's so much. I need to be a resident. What is it? The Sunshine State? Mm-hmm. I need to be. That person might say, I'd like to live in Florida. But the truth is, Lav Dafka, it's Florida. I like the climate. I like the setting. There's nothing unique about the land. Meaning, if you could transplant that to Baltimore, I'd be even happier. I'm sorry? It's a swamp. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Noted. So, good. But some, you, Mr. Fleshovel, you could fill in the blank wherever you want. You know, it doesn't. The geography is not as important. The idea is that wherever you go, at the end of the day, again, even if you enjoy the place, it's very nice. Rabbi Nachman says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, the land envelops you. The land overtakes you. The land becomes one with you, and you become one with the land. The Rebbe said they were absolutely correct. It's an Eretz Ocheles Yosheveha. It consumes you on every single level. And Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka, the Rebbe of Varka takes this a step further, and I'll read this to you. He says, what does it mean, Eretz Ocheles Yosheveha? Get ready for this. He says, Eretz Yisrael, Segulasa Le'echol Es Yosheveha. So says the Rebbe of Varka something amazing. What does Yosheveha mean? So Yosheveha means sitting. So what is Eretz Yisrael? Do you see so many of us spend our lives sitting in yeshiva? I don't mean in yeshiva like in yeshiva. We spend our lives in a state of yeshiva, in a state of sitting. We're immobile. We don't grow. We're at Dhamma. And says Rabbi Ela Hakafuim Bimkoman Lilot Nua Kol Shehi. These are the people who are frozen in place without any movement. People go through life as Yoshvez, just sitting. Efshar LeAdam Hashochin Ba Lihios Yoshev. You know what the beauty of Eretz Yisrael is? The beauty of Eretz Yisrael is if you're on its holy soil, you can't be a Yoshev. You can't be someone who sits by definition. You have a desire to grow. You have a desire ultimately to be more. Ella, hu mukhrach lihios holich. You have a desire to be a holich. You have a desire to grow. Ha'ola madrega lemadrega. Says the Rebbe Varka. That's the pshat. Eretz ocheles yosheveha. It's the land that consumes the desire to be a Yoshev. The land that has a desire ultimately to just simply sit and remain in place. So Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka, both understanding that only if the Meraglim understood the word, they said the right words. They just didn't understand the words that they were saying. Yes, it's an Eretz Ocheles Yosheveha. The beauty of Eretz Yisrael is you could lose yourself in the holiness of the land. It totally consumes and envelops you. Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka, Eretz Ocheles Yosheveha, it's the land that wants to make you be more. It's the land that makes you want to get rid of your yeshiva, of just sitting in place, and ultimately be a holich, be someone who grows. I will say it's important to focus on this, because if this is the parsha, in which there's so much negativity said about our holy land, You know, it's the parasha we have to reflect on the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. And it's so important. You know, sometimes a person, whether you go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't go to Eretz Yisrael, people sometimes say negative things about Eretz Yisrael. You know, whether it's in the realm of politics, you can never say a bad word about the land. You can never say a bad word about the residents. The musra of this parasha is Eretz Yisrael is kula kedosha, is total holiness. It's Eretz Ochaz Yisrael, it's everything that's perfect. You know, sometimes if there's something that looks imperfect in Eretz Yisrael, you have to understand, the imperfection is not in the land. The imperfection is in me. If I see an imperfection in Eretz Yisrael, the problem is me. The problem is not the land, because the Eretz is perfect. The Eretz is beautiful. The Eretz is wonderful. And this is such an important yisod also to think about, especially reflecting on the tragic events of yesterday. That it's a land that has a lot of difficulty. But just because there's not difficulty, and just because there's difficulty, and just because there's bloodshed, and just because there's loss, and just because, again, there are horrific things like children being murdered in their bed, which is, it's impossible to be masik, it's impossible to comprehend the nature and tragedy of that tragedy, and the depth and the profundity of that pain. I will say, we all touch on tragedy. There's a lot of tragedy in the world, a lot of tragedy in the world. A person has illness, and they're dying. I will say, there's a lot of tragedy, but you understand that if a person is dying, but they're surrounded by their family, there's beauty in that also. That's a bracha. There's a bracha of not dying alone. There's a bracha of having opportunity to prepare. There's a bracha of being of knowing that I know what the end is going to be, but I can maximize my time. When a person is cut out from this world in such a dramatic way, when parents have to live forever with the images of seeing how their teenage daughter had her final moments, who could be masik such a thing like that? Who could be masik living the rest of your life as a parent with that image frozen in your mind? But despite all of that, we always have to remember that Eretz Yisrael is magnificent. That yes, Eretz Yisrael is only nikness b'yesurim. The land is only acquired, like most great things in life, with incredible heartache and incredible tragedy. But it's still an Eretz Ocheles Yoshva. And sometimes it seems like that it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. Sometimes it seems like that the Meraglim are right. And in those moments we have an obligation to say to ourselves, the Meraglim were they were right. They said the right words, but with the wrong meaning. They thought it's a bad land that consumes its inhabitants, but we know that it does consume its inhabitants. It totally overtakes you. The Kedusha permeates every single part of your neshama, and ultimately it's the land that makes you want to be more. And I must say, we have an obligation to remember the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, whether we're there or whether we're here. So Neschus HaParsha Shlach, I must say, you know, Hashem Tov HaKadosh says that we have the opportunity to be metakim for the sin of the Meraglim. You know, because the Meraglim didn't appreciate the full holiness of the land, we had to spend another 40 years in the desert. 40 years delayed, an entire generation missed out on Eretz Yisrael. And it forever changed the course and trajectory of Jewish history. But every single year in Parsha Shlach says the Baal Shem Tov, we have the opportunity to be metakim for the sin of the Meraglim by seeing the good in Eretz Yisrael, by seeing the good in Am Yisrael, by recognizing that great things are only acquired through incredible Mesiras Nefesh, through incredible sacrifice, and incredible trials and tribulations. So we should be Zoche, Mirtzen Rabbo say, that we should be Zoche to be able to see the Eretz Ocheles Yoshva. We should be Zoche, Mirtz Hashem, to be able to set our feet on its holy soil. We should be Zoche, Mirtz Hashem, to be able to go ahead and feel its Kedusha envelop us. We should be Zoche to feel its Kedusha push us to want to be more, to no longer want to be a Yoshev, but instead want to be a Holech. And even before we get there, we should be Zoche to only see the good in our land, only see the good in our people, and in that Zichus, may be Zoche to be metakim, to fix and to rectify the sin of the Meraglim, and may we be Zoche as individuals and as a nation to enter into its holy soil. Amen.